Israel has remotely detonated a spying device in Lebanon's southern Adloun village, killing a member of the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. Hossein Ali Haidar was dismantling the device planted on the Hezbollah telecommunications network when it exploded. The Lebanese army says Israel detonated the device from an aircraft flying overhead. The Israeli military declined to comment on the incident. Lebanon has discovered and dismantled several Israeli spy systems planted inside the country in recent years. Hamas leader in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, has rejected Israel's demand that the resistance movement be disarmed.
We do not accept a deal with any regional or international decision that affects the resistance weapons, because those weapons are sacred.
Haniyeh said that Hamas's weapons and equipment are not up for negotiation and defended the Palestinians' right to resist against Israel. Palestinian and Israeli negotiators are due to hold indirect talks in Egypt this month. Palestinian resistance groups want the lifting of Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip, as well as the opening of an air and seaport there. Tel Aviv says to meet this, Palestinian resistance fighters must be disarmed first. The upcoming talks follow last month's truce, which ended Israel's 50-day war on Gaza. More than 2,100 Palestinians were killed, over 500 of them children. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinian protesters in two villages in the occupied West Bank. Israeli soldiers used tear gas to disperse the Palestinian protesters, who hurled stones in response. A number of demonstrators were injured and arrested. They were protesting against Israel's new plans for settlement expansion in occupied territories. Tel Aviv has issued tenders for nearly 300 new settler units in Elkanah, northwest of the West Bank. A few days ago, Israel revealed its biggest land grab in the occupied Palestinian territories in three decades. All Israeli settlements are illegal under international law.